the coastal lands, sjömarkerna. As you walk along the coast, you are passing through ancient pastures. These sjömarker have been shaped by grazing animals and sea for thousands of years. The coastal lands, known in Swedish as sjömarkerna, are a vital part of the World Heritage Site. Much like the Great Alvar, these areas were primarily used for grazing because the soil was usually not fertile enough for growing crops. The coastal lands, sjömarker, are mostly treeless and covered with low-growing shrubs. Along the coast, especially on the eastern side of Öland, the flat limestone bedrock runs all the way into the water, covered only by a very thin layer of soil. In many places, ancient beach ridges of silt and gravel act as natural dams, creating shallow wetlands. In these flat seaside areas, you can find large systems of stone wall remains from the early Iron Age, along with ancient house foundations and graves. For centuries, even millennia, humans have used this land in the only way possible, mainly as coastal pastures for sheep and cattle, but also for geese. These heavily grazed lands often have small earth mounds about 10 centimeters high, formed by the movement of frost in the ground and the constant trampling of animals. Some villages use these areas for haymaking instead. These are called coastal meadows, sjöängar. The areas used for hay have a different, even richer flora, and the small mounds are usually absent. What both the pastures and the meadows have in common is that humans have only ever taken nutrients away, never added them. This has led to a very diverse and specialized flora, including the bird-eye primrose, butterwort, and several orchids like the honey orchid, fly orchid, and early marsh orchid. The grazed coastal lands are also essential nesting sites for many waders.